Hello and welcome. This is Brother Mike at may-212011.com. That's May, M-A-Y, dash, 21, 2011.com, with a short message today entitled, Our Kingdom is Not of This World. Brother Mike here, called to declare the truth of God's judgment to you, His eternal church, and to the whole world through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the old Saturday Sabbath was fulfilled and abolished on the cross, and in whom we all now keep the Sabbath daily by resting completely from our own works in the eternal salvation of God the Father, which was accomplished for us by His sending us His only begotten Son, who, although being very God, humbled Himself to become flesh, to suffer and be crucified for our sins as the second Adam, yet without sin, so that by His death and resurrection, we were later made part of the first resurrection, with the hand of God, by spiritually rising from the dead unto a new and eternal life before the many days of Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011. And so, we also, with the hand of God, will be made part of the second resurrection to be clothed in our glorious, eternal, and incorruptible bodies on the last day. Souls and bodies fit to live in the new heaven and earth that will appear once this corruptible and so temporal heaven and earth's outer garment is burned up and replaced by the new, eternal, and incorruptible garment in the new creation of God, where there will no longer be any suffering, pain, sorrow, weeping, or death. To all us, His elect, who deserve none of it, and so who give all the glory, honor, and praise to God our Father and His Son Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit that dwells within us all. So be it. As many people remove their heads from being buried in the sand, and they begin to look out at the world as it really is, it becomes obvious to them all that there is a great spiritual battle taking place at this time like never before between good and evil. It is a battle, so they are coming to realize, for their children and loved ones, for their rights and liberty, for their equality and justice, for their country and world, and for the truth. And indeed, it is all of those things and more. But unknown to most of them, it is not an eternal battle, but just a temporal battle that fights for such things. It has to do with the here and now, with one given generation and the next. And yes, there is some degree of goodness in fighting for such temporal but earthly things. After all, we would all like our children to be able to live in what we think is the best possible world. And even if we have no children, we will still prefer to live in a free country where each one has the same individual freedoms and rights engulfed by the true justice, liberty, equality, and peace. But unknown to most, although this spiritual but temporal battle continues until the very end of this world, the spiritual battle for the souls of all God's true people already came to an end on May 21, 2011, when what the Bible calls the Day of the Lord or the Day of Yahweh and what we call the Many Days of Judgment Day began. That spiritual battle for the souls of God's people was the battle of sending forth the gospel of salvation into the whole world during the church age, from Pentecost on May 21, 33 AD, to Pentecost May 21, 1988, when the church age spiritually came to an end, and then again the sending out of the gospel one last time to the world during what the Bible calls the latter rain, from September 7, 1994, to Pentecost on May 21, 2011, whereby all God's true people, a remnant from every nation, were eternally saved through the preaching of the gospel. No one else has truly been saved ever since May 21, 2011. And you can click on the link for proofs and evidence of that. Those who think they were saved after May 21, 2011 are either being deceived by their own evil hearts and by others, or they are being deceived by the many counterfeit Christs of the Antichrist, the devil himself, or both. The point being, as far as the spiritual battle for the souls of all God's people is concerned, it already came to an end on May 21, 2011, because that is the date which marked the month, day, and year in which all God's true people throughout time and from every nation had all finally been spiritually and eternally saved through their Lord Jesus Christ. And again, as previously stated, no one else has truly been saved ever since then. Oh yes, as already stated, there are those who think they were saved after May 21, 2011, but these have either been deceived by themselves and others, or they have been deceived by at least one of the many counterfeit Christs of the Antichrist, the devil himself, who now rules over the entire corporate Christian church as God's final judgment against them, without those in the Christian churches even realizing it. For judgment had to begin with the house of God, 1 Peter 4:17. Indeed, counterfeit salvations are one of the various signs and wonders that Satan has been permitted to do in these latter times to validate his counterfeit gospels and to deceive the elect, if it were possible, as well as the whole world. But of course, God holds us, his elect, very close and dear to his heart. And so we will not be deceived, for we have been given that good and perfect gift of power and discernment in Jesus Christ from the Father of lights above. Otherwise, we would be deceived like the rest. As the Holy Scripture declares in James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Now, given that the battle for the souls of God's true people came to an end on May 21, 2011, which we can call the battle for eternity, because only the souls of God's true people will go on into eternity, the only apparent battle now being fought is that spiritual but only temporal battle which lasts but only to the end of this world. Unbeknown to virtually everyone, the most important battle, which was what we called the battle for eternity, also called the battle for the souls of God's true people, already came to an end. Therefore, as far as eternity is concerned, and God's perspective is from eternity, since he is eternal, the end already came on May 21, 2011, because no one else and nothing else in this world will go on into eternity. No, the devil will not go on into eternity, nor will the other fallen angels, and nor will all the billions of unsaved people who already died or were not eternally saved by May 21, 2011. Rather, they will all go up in flame on the last day to be destroyed forever, both spiritually and physically, in the lake of fire. God's judgment has been carried out. As the judge, His gavel did strike with finality on May 21, 2011. So, although all humans were first created as eternal beings in the loins of Adam, they will not end up that way, for the wages of sin is death, and all have sinned. Romans 6:23 and 3:23. Therefore, all deserve to die, both spiritually and physically, and they will all do so forever on the last day when all the unsaved dead in the graves and all the billions of unsaved who still remain alive on this earth at his appearing will all be brought forth together and cast into the fire that will destroy them all, both physically and spiritually, forever. The only ones who will go on into eternity to live in the new heaven and earth, created from the ashes of this heaven and earth, so to speak, will be God's true people, his elect, because only their souls were eternally saved through Jesus Christ by May 21, 2011, during what we called the Battle for Eternity. Also what we called the battle for the souls of God's true people, which came to an end on that date according to the Word of God, His Holy Bible. And you can click on the biblical timeline of history to see that timeline, and you can click on evidence and proofs for its accuracy. Thus, the devil, who fought hard to keep all God's elect from becoming saved, ultimately failed to do so. So he is angrier at God than ever. He first became angry after God cast him out of heaven near the time of the cross. You can click on Revelation 12:9 for information on that. But now that he also likely sees his own further defeat on May 21, 2011, by his not having been able to keep God from saving all his true people, he has become more insane, mad to do everything possible against God and his creation. Yet he can only do what Christ permits him to do. For Christ is now ruling with a rod of iron, which, when comparing Scripture with Scripture, which is what we must do to come to truth, means he is ruling to bring judgment now against the whole corporate Christian church and the whole world for their sins. And he is using Satan as his tool to bring that judgment, which is why Satan has been given to rule over the Christian church and the world as judgment against them both. Of course, God is always ultimately in control as he uses Satan and his host of fallen angels and unsaved Christians and people to accomplish his own purposes. As such, one has got to wonder just how Satan, or any other being for that matter, could ever even begin to think that they were or could be as great as God. Nevertheless, not only has Satan so believed, but there have even been men throughout history who, like the grass of the field, are here today and gone tomorrow, have thought of themselves as God. How ridiculously stupid and foolish that is. For there is absolutely nothing that can take place unless God permits it. And that does not make God evil, for it is impossible for God to do evil. Nevertheless, he does use evil to fulfill his own purposes. But doesn't that then make God himself evil? God forbid. Some things are just too deep for our little finite minds to comprehend, and if we can't accept that, we are proud and are soon headed for a fall, unless we repent, seek forgiveness, and believe the truth. But now, since the spiritual gospel age of salvation that we termed the battle for eternity is over, just how involved should we now be in the spiritual, temporal battle of this world? Answer, as little as possible. For we are not called to save this world. As Jesus states in John 18:36, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from here." Of course, the context of this was just before his crucifixion. But nevertheless, it still applies today because his kingdom is not of this world. Thus, as servants of Christ, we are not called to fight for this world in a temporal battle. For like Christ, we must say, our kingdom is also not of this world, because our kingdom is his kingdom. No, we were once called to fight to bring the gospel of salvation to the whole world in the battle for eternity. But that great commission came to an end on May 21, 2011, when salvation came to an end. So, what are we to do now? Are we to do nothing? Absolutely not. We are called to the most difficult task, to make God's judgment known. That eternal salvation is no longer possible either in the church or in the world. That the many days of judgment day, also called the day of the Lord or the day of Yahweh, have come. That God's true people are commanded to come out from all so-called Christian churches because they have been given over to the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, Satan himself, along with his host of fallen angels and counterfeit Christians. As judgment against them, to deceive and spiritually destroy them due to their sins and their worship at the high places in the Christian churches. And you can click on high places for information on exactly what they are. That spiritually the church age is over, and so churches should acknowledge this and disassemble, but continue to care for one another, of course, in fellowship and obedience to Christ. That, insofar as eternity is concerned, which is God's perspective, since he is in eternity and eternal himself, the end already came. For nothing in this world, except those who were eternally saved by May 21, 2011, will go on into eternity. This world, including all its billions of unsaved people, were judged to eternal destruction on May 21, 2011, and that judgment is so certain to take place that from God's spiritual and eternal perspective, it already did. Yes, spiritually, and insofar as eternity is concerned, this world has already come to an end. It is now but a fleeting shadow, a withered, dried-up flower to be burned at the appearing of the sun. Nothing worth fighting for. For remember, our kingdom is not of this world. But now there is one last very important fight that is worth fighting for it will result in a prophet's reward in heaven. That is standing in the shoes of the ancient prophets like Jeremiah, Isaiah, and Ezekiel to obey the Lord and bring God's final words both against the whole corporate Christian church and the world. It is a difficult and selfless task indeed, with suffering and tribulation for loved ones and others. For you shall be hated by all. Nevertheless, you can walk in the shoes of the ancient prophets by supporting this ministry both financially and in your ongoing prayers, and by referring others to our website. There are many ways that can be done. Ask the Lord and He will guide you in His wisdom. I am absolutely sure. Now, I pray that you will all have a happy Thanksgiving to the one and only true God with your friends and loved ones, and may He hold each one of us ever so close that we may each be able to carry the cross He has given to us all. And may we learn to do it with joy and thanksgiving that we are counted worthy to share in the sufferings of Christ, who suffered in His obedience to the Father as an example of how we too must suffer in our obedience to Christ as we die more and more to our sinful flesh, but come more alive to the Holy Spirit. God Almighty bless you all now and forever. And again, have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. Until the next time, which will likely be our further study in Daniel chapter 8, may God bless thee.